In the past, we have heard many myths about masturbation. We even hear them today. Our hands are going to get hairy. Hair will sprout in the wrong places, like our noses and ears. Dark circles will form under our eyes. We're going to become irritable and depressed. We'll become insomniacs. It will inhibit our growth. One doctor even named a syndrome, traumatic masturbatory syndrome, TMS, which is when a man or boy masturbated on his stomach, causing erectile dysfunction. When they changed position, the dysfunction disappeared. No one in the medical profession recognized this, by the way. Studies have shown that about 80 to 90% of males, 95% adolescent boys, masturbate, and 50% females masturbate. It was the same for adolescent females. If the myths were true, there would be a lot of short, hairy men and women running around with dark circles under their eyes. Psychologically, masturbation is a very healthy part of an individual's sexual growth. It is a way for an individual to explore their body. Masturbation refers to bringing oneself to orgasm using manual stimulation. It can be done alone or with a partner, which is referred to as mutual masturbation. It's a normal process in sexual development, and it begins at a young age when children begin to explore their genitals and discover the pleasure accidentally. I had a mother come to me who was very concerned about her daughter. She told me her 5-year-old child always had her hand in her panties, no matter where she was. I told the mother that this was natural, although the mom needed to discuss with the daughter that it was fine for the daughter to touch herself like that, but since her body was private, she needed to touch herself in a private place like her bedroom. The mom called me a week later and told me the activity stopped in public and the daughter only did it in her bedroom. If a person does not masturbate, it doesn't mean that they're not normal. I only get concerned if the person does not like their body and thinks down there is disgusting. Then there's a problem worth looking into. I would want to wonder together why the individual feels such disgust. There have been and still are cultural and religious taboos with masturbation. It's considered sinful and dirty in the church. Therefore, some people are going to feel guilty, shame, and confusion about the messages they receive. There are some Bible classes that teach masturbation is a form of adultery. They say it's an unclean act and it's impure. They'll be headed for hell fire when they die. That masturbation is addictive. Actually, there's no direct reference to masturbation itself in the Bible. However, churches infer from the Bible their own interpretation. The Catholic Church, for example, teaches it's a sin to touch oneself. In the 70s, I knew a boy who was intellectually disabled. His mother never taught him about sex. She was a Roman Catholic. He was 14 and he masturbated. He confided in me his fear of going to hell. He didn't know that his ejaculate was normal, and he thought God was punishing him and that he was dying. I explained to him that he was very normal and that masturbating and ejaculate was normal. I later talked to his mom about our conversation. She was extremely embarrassed about having such a talk as sex. However, she knew her son was confused. She felt it was okay for him to be doing that since he was disabled. I guess the Catholic God makes special arrangements for disabled people. Even though masturbation is healthy, it can become extreme and unhealthy. For example, if one does it all the time and is the only way to have an orgasm, if one feels an obsessive need to masturbate, the behavior needs to be evaluated. Rest assured, though, you will not get hairy palms or fingertips. If you're short, it's not from masturbating, and if you have dark circles under your eyes, get more sleep. Any comments can be emailed to drgibb@kvmr.org. From KVMR, I'm Dr. Josie Gibb, LMFT.